following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You know, Greeny, in business travel, just like football, you sometimes have to call a hotel audible.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Who doesn't? But it's also when La Quinta Inns and Suites can really save the day with LQ Instant Hold.
Yeah, it lets you instantly hold a hotel room on your smartphone with just your phone number.
All without having to grab your credit card.
That's because LQ Instant Hold is one more way La Quinta takes care of you, so you can take care of business.
So when you're on the road and the game plans change,
all you have to do is call an audible.
Instant hold your next stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
We needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. We knew Protection One was for us.
Act now to protect your family. Go to ProtectionOne.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's ProtectionOne.com/99 or call 866-729-9045 for details. This is a limited-time offer, so call now. 866-729-9045.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Tuesday edition. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on this Tuesday. We're going to be giving away tickets to the 2013 Cornhusker Fall Classic at Kearney Raceway Park. This is big-time speed going on Saturday and Sunday. We'll give you a chance to win those. You can visit them at krpi.com for more information, krpi.com. Plus, we've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We've also got Daryl Morris and Tony Harper talking Loper Bronco football. And this is one of those weeks where you wish you could have 50 radio stations to do all the great football games that are out there, because one of them is Elm Creek and Overton, both unbeaten. We'll talk with Chase Doolin, the head football coach at Elm Creek, in the latter portion of today's show. How's practice going?
Baseball
coach Damon Day.
Good. After my last rant, I don't know if it's because they heard it or whatnot, but
sure it was.
We've put a good week of practice together, and it's tough this time of year because the energy of fall ball is over with. You know, you're excited to get here, and now it's just kind of the dog days. So we got a couple outside scrimmages left here in the next 2 weeks, and then we'll shut it down and get the boys ready for the spring.
What is Damon Day punishment for on field? Do you run? Do you do some special calisthenics? Do they have to do something else? Is there Damon Day punishment for
stuff? If you ask my players, like, what the worst is, I think that they would tell you that the silent stare from the dugout is...
Yeah, but they don't have to do anything. I mean, like in football, I mean, you fumble the football in practice, they make you run around the field, or they make you do some up.
No, baseball, there's so many reps in a day that if you had to punish them for every... I mean, if they get out of hand with it, then you'll usually say something or there's some consequences.
Well, what's a consequence? Give me a normal consequence. Football, you might run stairs. Basketball, you run stairs. Baseball, you could run stairs.
If it's an energy and effort thing, we send them to the warning track.
All right. That's what I want. Yeah. That's what I... Here we go.
Yeah.
We're going to find out. We're going to find out. All your baseball players have your cell phone number, right? Right?
Yes, they do.
First one that texts you gets a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Oh, no.
The first one that texts you that says, hey, coach, or hey, coach, I'm listening, they get a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Good deal. The majority of our
guys. If you get none of them, that means they're in class.
Well, to be honest with you, I think the majority of them are in class. There are a couple of their dads will be like, hey, Will this work for so-and-so? You know, but, you know.
For a Loper baseball player, text Damon right now, get out of jail free.
It's actually, they're a pretty good crew.
Everybody messes up. We could all use a get out of jail free card.
We could all use a get out of jail free card. We've only had one individual who remained nameless. There's only one guy who's shown up late for weights. So.
Unexcused.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm sure that Josh Kiger, being the good kid that he is, understands that he slept in for 17 minutes. So, and the bad thing about poor Josh is injured right now. So Josh doesn't, if I were to run the entire team, Josh would just stand there.
That's just so weird.
But yeah, COVID. I just sold Josh out on national, Buffalo County Airwaves.
Yeah, the whole world.
But he's a good
the
kid.
The whole world.
He's a good kid.
888-455-ESPN. If you want to get in touch with us, you'll also need that for the Kearney Raceway tickets for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. 888-455-3776. We're giving away some tickets on Facebook. ESPN Superstation is what you want to like there. And, of course, you can always tweet us at ESPN 1460-1550. And you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy. At ESPNSuperstation.com. What do you think of these Major League Baseball playoffs
awesome.
So far? My
Absolutely.
Detroit Tigers are a game away from elimination.
I thought the Balfour Victor Martinez brouhaha yesterday is just shows you playoff baseball fever pitch. I mean, one guy's not even talking to another guy, and another guy takes offense to it. And, you know, Michael Wacha, there's some Nebraska connection there with Wacha.
Waka Waka.
You know, he was at A&M with Coach Childress, and Coach Childress is the former pitching guy at Nebraska, so there's some connection here. I actually threw him over a text message last night, and just was like, you know, congratulations, that's huge, you know, to have a guy from your school do that. And it was really cool. He texted me right back. But, I mean, those young guys are just absolutely pitching it right now. You know, that no fear meant. I always say is those young guys that are pitching right now, they don't have any demons yet. You know, when you get the demons, that's when you'll see these guys like A.J. Burnett. You know, he gets bumped for a start for a rookie today tomorrow in St. Louis. They jump A.J. Burnett, whose turn it was, but he's got like a 7 ERA in Busch Stadium. And so it's good to kind of see all these different decisions that are being made. And as a baseball fan, the only thing that I can always go back to is, man, you know, like my son and a lot of young kids, just they're not even getting to see some of this great baseball because it's on so late. I mean, I don't even barely stay awake
DVR.
For it all. Yeah, but man, those baseball games take up a lot of memory. And my wife's got Dancing with the Stars and all that jazz on there and everything else. So, you know.
Come on, man.
Exactly.
And thanks to the Jets for basically ruining any fun I had left with the National Football League season.
I was actually thinking of you.
I just had that feeling.
I thought of you on Sunday.
Because of the Cowboys?
Yes, when that transpired. Yeah. We all knew it was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
He went longer than I thought. Oh, yeah. It did take longer than I anticipated. But I knew it was still in him.
Oh, he's not a quitter. He's going to get his butt. Oh, that's just terrible.
Terrible,
man.
Yeah.
Terrible. Coming up, Daryl Morris is going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Then we're going to be chatting with Tony Harper from Hastings College. Jay Stulen, high school football coach at Elm Creek, is going to join us as well on the Doug and Daddy Show. A couple of other sports notes. Don't forget UNK Volleyball is home tonight as they take on Wayne State. It is a top 15 matchup. 7 o'clock is the first serve for tonight's match going on at UNK. So a lot of area talent is out there, and hopefully folks can get out there and support it.
Tonight, big volleyball match.
Yeah, big volleyball match. Hopefully I'll be there. I'm going. You going? I put you on the spot.
I have dance.
Oh, okay.
So.
You personally or the kids?
No. My daughter has dance. So.
How in the world?
I'll be covering the dance for the Doug and Daddy Show.
That'll be
live on location. Four-year-old dance.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
That's what I need. Well, let's bring in Daryl Morris. Lopers get their first victory of the season, and convincing fashion. And, Coach, congratulations on the win. I know that's a big relief off everybody's shoulders right now.
Morning, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Well, man, how'd you do it? You force all the turnovers. You do it with a backup quarterback. You keep it on the ground. Man, you had all kinds of things going your way.
Well, we did. We finally got some breaks, and we've been waiting for some of those for about a year and a half now. But, you know, we'll take them when we get them, and we did create some of them ourselves. And, you know, we basically just came to a decision of who we are this year offensively. And you know, our best players are actually the guys up front. So we decided to put as many of those guys on the field as we could. Came up with a heavy set, put Cole Manhart, who's, I think, an NFL prospect, tackle at H-back, and just started hammering the ball downhill. Gave it to Romero Cotton about 35 times, and he's a straight-ahead type guy, and we thought we might be able to wear those guys out, and we were able to do that.
Coach, Damon Day here, and you guys did a phenomenal job this weekend. Was there something that Lindenwood that you saw on film that made you think the ground and pound would work, or is it more just your personnel that you went with?
It was really more our personnel, and then also having a little bit of insight on what the weather was going to be like, and knowing that they are a football team that wants to throw the ball. We had a freshman quarterback making his first start. We wanted to try to manage the game from the sideline for him to take some pressure off of him so that he could just play football and use his natural ability to the best of his ability, and that seemed to work for him. So, get the big boys up front and see if we can't bring the ball downhill, and that worked for us.
We're talking with the head football coach at UNK, Daryl Morris. We've been talking about the quarterback having to do the job from the ground game perspective. Where did Romero Cotton come from for you in this game?
Well, you know, Romero, as we've gotten to know him through spring ball last year and this fall, you know, he's not a slashing type back. He is a guy that comes downhill. He doesn't have great vision, but his vision improved as we went through the game. We've struggled to get him to be patient coming out of the backfield. You know, with the old adage, it's speed through the hole, not to the hole. So what happened is what we had hoped would happen is that as Romero got more carries, he would get more comfortable and begin to see the defense and the flow of the defense and kind of slow himself down, let the guys up front do their thing before he gets there. And that's what happened, and it worked out.
Luke obviously gets the start. You didn't ask him to do a whole lot except to hang on to the football and manage the game, assess his play.
Well, I mean, that's that's what you ask a lot of quarterbacks to do, just manage the game. Don't lose the game, basically. Don't turn the ball over. Throw it to the people we ask you to throw it to, and then hand it to the guy we tell you to hand it to. And then, but we also ran sprint option with him quite a bit, which leaves the ball in his hands, and he has to make some decisions as to what to do with it and when to do it. And then he did a great job of that. He had 111 yards rushing. We didn't throw the football that much, but he did hit Nate Burns down the sideline for a nice touchdown to get us our first lead ever this season in the first quarter. So, you know, I felt like Luke, he got hit once, got comfortable with that. And, you know, once he had a little success early, I think he got more and more comfortable and more confident. And that's exactly what we needed to have happen for him.
Defensively, Damian Wilson was your player of the game, but you had a lot of kids that stepped up and a lot of kids from around here. Damian's not, but you could probably pick up a whole bunch of kids you want to talk about.
Well, you know, I mean, Damian, I was so thrilled for that young man because we took his red shirt off of him and threw him in the game against Northwest Missouri, and they found him pretty quick and went after him pretty heavy. And, you know, it was a tough day for him. But I thought for a kid to rebound and come back and have two interceptions against a team really that carved us up last year throwing the football, I thought it was great for Damian. He's thrilled, and we're happy for him. And I think also his confidence level shot through the roof. So, you know, that's just a little expose of what he's going to be like as he goes through his next 3 years for us.
We mentioned some of those local kids. Trey Anderson recovers a fumble. Matt Bowman gets a couple of sacks. Riley Boniface has a scoop and score. Once again, it seems like when there's success, you got to have the constant from the other kids, but the local kids find a way to do something for you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Riley scoring that touchdown and Matt doing a good job getting some pressure. I mean, their quarterback had only been sacked all year one time, so us getting to him four times was big for us, and it just kept that snowball going downhill and getting bigger. And, you know, we've got a lot of local kids, and they did play well for us. And again, we got some breaks and some good things happened to us. We, you know, our defense had seven turnovers, and we scored five touchdowns on those seven turnovers. So, you know, it just started snowballing on Lindenwood, and they couldn't shut it off. And our kids got excited and got confident. And when that happens to a football team, you better look out.
You still have that open array of things to do out there, fake punt, halfback pass. You still found a way to get those successfully taken care of.
You know, old Ty Cozell did a nice job. I mean, he did everything right except run it to the wrong side. But what the heck? You know, he knows better than we do. So he had to stiff arm a guy that jumped out of the middle. And if that guy would have tackled him, we wouldn't have got the first down. But ended up a big play for us. Then we actually scored a touchdown on that drive. So, you know, that's just stuff that you can really take the wind out of the sails of an opponent when you do things like that to them. And we were fortunate enough to get that pulled off.
Coach, looking forward to next weekend. You got number 20 in FCS school, FCS Division One school. They're currently ranked number 20th. You're going down there to play a game. What do you know about Central Arkansas?
Well, you know, they used to be a D2 school about 5-6 years ago, and have been very successful at the FCS level. And you know, they got a purple and gray field, which is kind of weird looking. So we need to make sure we get our kids down there and get on that before we play them in a game on Saturday. But obviously, you can imagine. You know, they're every bit the football team that Northwest Missouri was, and maybe a little bit better. So it's going to be a heck of a challenge for us, and our goal is to go down there and represent ourselves very well, play hard, get better, come out of the game uninjured, so that we can get back in the rest of our MIAA schedule and pick up our paycheck and head home.
What are the things that they do well? Do they look like a Northwest Missouri, or they do some different things?
Yeah, they do both. I mean, they're going to run the football. They're going to throw the football. I mean, they were beating Colorado in the fourth quarter, and they ended up getting beat. They got beat by McNeese State here, who beat South Florida earlier in the year, but it was still 52-28 or 38 or something like that. So they're going to score points, you know, and they can run on defense, and they've got some they got a kid that I came running across the field to run down the McNeese running back, and I thought he looked like the fastest guy on the planet Earth. So, you know, they're going to be one of those kind of football teams. It's going to be a challenge for us, but we're not going to run away from it, and we're going to try to do the best we can, put in a couple wrinkles for them, and see how much football they know.
Coach Darryl Morris with us for just another minute here. Is this a rah-rah speech from you guys? Is this a survive type of thing? I mean, because as we've seen, these schools can go in and, as you just said, compete with the Division Ones and beat them, and now you're kind of on the other end of this trying to go in and up a level. What is it that you say to your kids this week about the competition?
Well, what you tell them is this is a great opportunity, and it's a phenomenal opportunity to get better. What we will tell our kids before this game and after this game, hey, we're going down there to upset these guys. But either way, if you beat them, that's phenomenal. If you don't beat them, you still have played 5 nationally ranked football teams in 6 weeks. Who left on your schedule can you not now beat like a drum? So, you know, that's going to be what we're talking to our football team about from now till the end of the season.
And Darryl, update us on the health situation, starting with Bronson, and anything else that you might have to tell us.
Bronson is, still a couple weeks out. You know, he's got a strained MCL, so that, you know, that it's not a surgery injury, but it has to scar over, it has to heal. So that's going to be another couple weeks. Cody Wheeler is probably still our starting center, is probably still out for another 4 to 5 weeks. But we feel like Kenny Hill and Trajan Alexander, both a couple corners that we're starting for us and playing a lot at the beginning of the season, will be ready maybe by Lincoln. So we're going to get a couple guys back in the secondary. That should help us quite a bit. And then other than that, we're a relatively healthy football team. So coming out of this game with Central Arkansas off a long RMAC-type trip, it'll be huge for us to come out of this football game unscathed in the injury department, and then I'll feel good about the rest of our MIAA schedule.
Now, a couple of your coaches say they've never lost to Central Arkansas. Are you going to ride that momentum?
Well, absolutely. I'm sort of going to have them mention that to the guys before we take the field. But, you know, I think Coach Siegel has coached against them. Coach Crocker's coached against them. And they have a winning record against Central Arkansas. So maybe those guys will bring something to the table that helps out.
Now, you know, Darryl, we've have you on every Tuesday, and Damon is our co-host. And we got the baseball coach asking the football coach questions. Does the football coach have anything for the baseball coach?
Yeah, how many more days till baseball season? I'm ready.
It's 3 months. It's 3 months away before January the 31st.
Break that down to hours and minutes, and then I'm on the same page.
There you go. There you go.
Darryl, we'll let you get back to work. Hope it's a great experience. We'll talk to you next week.
See you guys.
All right, Darryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. I don't think people get this. It was not a nice day to be out watching sports on Saturday. I don't care if what it was, football, softball, whatever was going on. It wasn't a beautiful day. It wasn't a huge crowd. But Lindenwood was a good football team. They were 3-1, and UNK crushed them. And I think it talks about where the MIAA is. And dang, I wanted to bring that up. I got too many papers here. I forgot to ask Darryl about this, and I've got to bring that up next week, so we'll save that. The great two of the MIAA schools now get to be members of the Great Lakes Valley, whatever that is, conference, in football only, and they're two of the weaker schools in the conference. UNK's schedule, I mentioned this on the show last week, Damon, is only going to get tougher because now they're talking about round-robin football.
Yeah. I mean, I think that what you're seeing from the larger school level with conference affiliations and wanting to save money and do different types of things and try to get competitive in certain areas, you're starting to see schools strategically try to place themselves for what's best for them. There's not really a look at the whole group in mind. And I mean, you see that you see that now even at the Division II level of schools moving divisions, maybe jumping up or going to another conference. And so obviously with the Great Lakes Valley Conference and the MIAA entering this new strategic conference football scheduling alliance, it, you know, basically you just wonder how that all went down and how it was sold or how it was proposed, because obviously they're going to stay in other sports in the MIAA, but in football they're going to be Great Lakes Valley Conference members. Mm-hmm. Is that okay? So
for football
and football only, but they're going to be MIAA members for everything else. And so, you know, you start to wonder, is that how they're answering the arms race issue? Is that how they're answering, you know, being lower funded? I to me, it's just, if you're going to start making concessions for all the schools, why not, you know, it's just a slippery slope, but I'm sure that the MIAA had to do it type of thing, or is a risk of losing them for all their sports.
What I call it is a conference realignment and placement, which, of course, if you do the anagram, it's crap. So that's exactly what this is, and we'll be talking about that in the near future. But yeah. I didn't, you know, it's been a good week at UNK.
Hey, you know what? I mean, I'm around the office, and I know that I'm a biased, you know, observer of it. But you gotta tip your hat to those players, and you gotta tip your cap to Coach Morris and his staff on what they were able to accomplish. And
is that the NCAA violation?
Yeah, that's my horn going off that I spoke ill will of the MIAA. But just what a great victory for them. It was on television. It was a big W on television, and you just got to tip your cap to those kids to just keep playing hard and coming out with a game plan, and the coaches giving them some confidence that they could succeed at the ground and pound, and they obviously believed in it and went out and did it. And I mean, I know how hard it is to be successful at this MIAA level, and so I think it was – just really proud of them as a football program and what they were able to go out and accomplish this week. And hopefully they can carry a little momentum heading into Central Arkansas.
Doug and Danny here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. It is a better way. Check them out. Their new website that they're continuing to work on at thinkmidway.com. Up to $10,000 off Rams, up to $6,300 off Chrysler 300s right now at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Don't forget, you want to like them on Facebook, not because they keep sending you messages all the time, but because you can win items, you can get great deals on some oil changes, you can win storm tickets. There's always something new, so like them on Facebook as well. But when it comes to the best new and pre-owned vehicles, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney is the place to be.
Mike Hahn is the winner of the text-a-thon. Mike Hahn was the first who said, his exact quote was, "I heard I'm supposed to text you to get out of conditioning."
Back after this.
Complete Nutrition, the number one destination for everyone wanting to look, feel, and perform their best, is back with the first and only weight loss product on the market that is proven to shrink fat cells. Try Refirm today. Refirm is so powerful that you could actually be down 30 pounds in just 3 weeks.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells. And that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm is so powerful that you could actually be down 30 pounds in just 3 weeks. It's the perfect time to come into Complete Nutrition and try Refirm.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Plumbers, Waterworks, and HVAC pros, this is Coach Terry Bradshaw. Are you looking for a team that gets you the supplies you need?
Yeah.
Then you want Ferguson. You can order your materials online, then pick them up at your branch or have them delivered.
Yeah.
And with Ferguson Pro Plus, your online orders now earn points you can use to get cool stuff, electronics, sports gear, even trips. Are you ready?
Yeah.
then check out ProPlus at Ferguson.com.
For a limited time, score double points on all Renai products. Check out Ferguson.com/ProPlus.
Hi, I'm Mike Greenberg. Tired of your allergy symptoms interfering with your life? Try Allegra. Only Allegra is both fast and non-drowsy. It starts working in just 1 hour and keeps working for 24 hours to relieve your toughest symptoms, like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes, even on the toughest pollen days. So stop suffering and start living with Allegra. Applies to first dose only. Among OTC-branded antihistamines, use as directed. Visit Allegra.
John Callahan of Huskers Online and Steve Sipple, a columnist for the Lincoln Journal Star, alternate Husker Lunch Wednesdays. We're upstairs in the loft at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney. Put us down to do lunch Wednesdays from here on out.
You want me to invite an idiot to dinner?
You got it.
Brought to you by Home Federal Bank, Gary Michaels Clothing, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Loft at Cunningham's Journal every Wednesday, presented by a Doug and Daddy Live at 11.
Mostly sunny skies today, highs into the upper 70s, with winds out of the south increasing 15 to 30. Tonight, mostly clear, south winds 5 to 15, a low cooling to 50. We'll then top off at 77 Wednesday.
Right now, 63.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question comes from Midtown Bart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday, who should start at quarterback for the Vikings if they're all healthy? Matt Cassel, who started last, Christian Ponder, who was the starter at the beginning of the season, or Josh Freeman, who started, who just came in from Tampa Bay? You got a vote, Cleveland Brown fan?
Ponder.
That's who I voted for, and he came in dead last. 58% said they want Josh Freeman, and I know there's a lot of Vikings fans around here. 25% said Matt Cassel, 17% said Christian Ponder. Today's Midtown Mark Cooler question, where you can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Denver Broncos are a 28-point favorite over the Jacksonville Jaguars, the largest since the merger, tied for the largest ever. The question today, Damon, will the Broncos cover the 28-point spread?
I don't know if they'll cover, per se, but they are a fun team to watch.
Yeah, but the question is, will they cover?
There's no
place where you can vote they're a fun team to watch.
Yeah, I'm going to go with they're a fun team to watch.
I'm going to say, you probably don't understand what point spreads are.
No, I have no idea.
They do that in Vegas.
Oh,
yeah, I'll get into
see,
it
I'm
with
an
you.
NCAA guy.
Yeah,
so
I'll get
I
into
gotta...
it with you off air okay. about what that is. I'm going to say yes, because Denver's at home, and Peyton Manning is on a mission. Now, whether they get up 42-0 and win 42-17 or something crazy like that, fine. I think Manning wants the 50-touchdown record. I think he wants to get his running backs involved a little bit, and Denver's defense isn't as good as some of the other elite teams. But I am going to say they cover, because the history shows that the biggest guys, the biggest covers, they don't. It's time for it to happen. Tony Harper, the head football coach at Hastings College, he had the unders on Saturday, unfortunately, coming off a very tough loss to Briarcliff, and he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show with Damon Day. Coach, good morning. I know the wounds take a little longer to heal after something like that.
Yeah, they do, but, you know, the sun came up on Sunday, the sun came up to Monday, and the sun came up today. We just got to get back to work. I tell you what, though, off the subject, Coach Day answered that question. I don't know how you can beat around the bush on that answer to that question you gave him. That's pretty impressive right there.
you should see what he does in the summer. The lawn care, the way he beats the bushes, it's amazing how you do that, Damon. Nothing? You got nothing?
Nothing. No, yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that when it comes to brackets and pools and spreads that it's pretty much mum with you guys. But, Tony, turnovers are usually fixable. Penalties should be fixable. Is there anything else that needs to be fixed, or what else needs to be fixed from what happened on Saturday?
Well, you hit it right on the head. It was the turnovers, but the main thing was the penalties. I think we were flagged 14 times for well over 100 yards, and you know there was a couple penalties that we got that you know they didn't decide the game. I know a lot of people think it may have. It didn't decide the game. There was one play, you know, and it just happened to have a penalty on it. But there's a lot of plays before that play, and there's a couple plays after that play that we just got to continue to step out of our comfort zone and make those plays. And it was a kid trying to make a play. Was it a questionable call? They called it, so I'm not going to, you know, say anything about that. But we just got to understand the situation, and we can't keep putting ourselves behind the eight ball and having those penalties. You know, the first start of the season, we didn't have that many penalties. Now the guys are playing harder, and just sometimes we're out of position, and that's what happens. But we got to be smarter than that, and that starts during practice week, and we'll keep working on that.
Talking with Tony Harper, the head football coach at Hastings College. Just a lot of penalties, as we said, turnovers. I guess the fans will want to know, Tony, you went in and you watched the film. Was it the right call?
It was the call that the official felt was right at that time.
Well done. well done.
It was close. Is that what you're telling me?
It was a close call, and I was out on the field, and I was arguing it, and I got the same answer from another official that I got from the guy that threw the flag. And, you know, when I get two guys giving me the exact answer, you know, I'm going to go with it. And officials have a tough job, and everything's a bang-bang type of play. I don't know. I definitely don't, you know, support it 100%, but that was the call that made. We just needed to reload and come back out and get a stop and maybe get a turnover. It was very close, though, and we just, you know, we got to put ourselves in better position to make those plays.
Coach, was there something besides the wind and the turnovers that kept your offense from getting on the board more?
You know, not really. You know, there's just a couple. What's happening to us right now for the first time in basically this season, we played four quarters of football. You know, we took that open kickoff. We marched down there. We didn't have any three and outs. We always had extended drives, which is something that we've really strived on, and the offensive coaches have done a good job of. The biggest thing, though, that you know, we didn't hold on to the football. We turned that thing over. We were moving it, but when we get inside the 25-yard line, we have to get points on the board. And regardless if the wind was blowing 25 or 30 mile an hour, doesn't matter. We got to make plays. And they were playing the same situation, same weather as we were. And you know, we just got to come down with that ball. We got to make sure we maintain our blocks, and we got to keep getting positive yards with these guys.
Talking with Tony Harper, what's been going on so far in practice this week?
Well, you know, with where we're at from an injury standpoint, we had a scrimmage yesterday, and looking at some good guys to about possibly pull some guys up and do some different things like that. Today will be our first practice. You know, we're playing Morningside this week, which is one of the best teams in the conference. But what we haven't even mentioned to the guys who we're playing, because they already know that. We haven't talked about what they're ranked, because they already know that. What we're really trying to do is focus on ourselves. Coaches on the offensive side of the football did a good job last week about getting two tailbacks on the field at the same time, which creates mismatches and does different things like that. So we'll continue with that. Coach Long will do some good things on the defense. We got to make sure we tackle a little bit better. But I know that we're going to be able to do that. It's what we have to do each week to get better, and our guys are continuing to buy into it. That's the biggest thing. Are they continuing to buy in and listen to what we're saying, or are we just kind of rolling the ball out? And right now, with the meetings that we've had and the practices we've had, the guys are continuous buying in. They understand that there was one play that we're right there to make the change in this season, and they're still buying into that.
We're talking with Tony Harper. You mentioned Morningside. They're the number one team in the country, and you guys have had Sioux Falls and Morningside, and now Sioux Falls, of course, has moved up. But, I mean, those have always been the top two teams since I've been doing this show in the conference. What is Morningside doing that makes them even better this year?
You know, what they do is they go out and they get guys that fit within that system. You know, when they graduate a senior, whether they bring a guy up from within the program or they go out and get a transfer or whatever, they bring the guys in that understanding what it takes to win. They'll put in the time. They're good football players. They're very well coached. And it's just kind of like a factory they got going on there. Guys want to go there, and they want to be a part of that. And that's, you know, where we want to get as a program as well. They do some good things defensively. They don't do a lot of things. They just play a sound defense. They get off the ball, and they go tackle. They play hard. Offensively, they do a bunch of motioning and different things like that, and we got to be able to have an answer and do our checks when they do that. They're just well coached, and they're a football team that we're excited to play against this Saturday.
Coach, you kind of see Concordia making a move here in the conference. It seems like Northwestern's not rated. We're seeing a change outside of Morningside. We're starting to see a little mixture in the pot here this year.
And I think how you get into that, I think Coach Winn over at Concordia is doing a great job. Coach Franz and those guys over at Doan are doing a great job. Obviously, Coach Keller and what he's done. I mean, you look at those guys, they're ranked as well. I think what it's done for all of us is we're going out and we're being competitive when we go out and get the right kids to fit within our system. But I think the biggest thing you can look back on last year and this year between all of us down here in the South or in Nebraska and the GPAC is the successful teams have a lot of upperclassmen. You know, you look at Concordia, they're senior laden, Doan, senior laden, Nebraska Western, junior, senior laden. Keep guys there, bring them within through the system so they understand the expectations and the old guys can teach the young guys. And it is getting tough, and that's what you're getting into this thing, though, and we're looking forward to the challenge every year to go out and bang our heads and recruit these type of guys that will come in and get us to where Hastings College is used to being at.
All right, Coach, injury-wise, quarterback-wise, like we talked with Darrell, where are we at?
Oh, we're still pretty banged up. We're down two more starters probably from this previous game going into this game, one on offense, one on defense, and, you know, that's why we have so many guys on this team. Our philosophy is the next man up. And we got to be ready to play. We got to be ready to compete. And it's our job as coaches when you're down a starter or two or six or whatever it may be, that you're taking extra time to get the new guys an opportunity to get up and make plays on Saturday. You know, Nate Arlt, who has been a big cog within our offense the past couple weeks, got banged up, but we're expecting him to play. There's a question mark on our safety and a question mark on our center, but we just got to do our job and get the next group ready to go. And we got to have those guys coach them up as well because they've been in the battles. They've been, on the field, and they got to be just like coaches now. Even though they're not playing, they got to, I guess, partake their wisdom to those guys so they can teach them a little bit.
All right, buddy, we'll let you get back to work. Best of luck against number one, and we'll talk again next week.
Looking forward to it. Thank you all.
All right, see you, Coach. Tony Harper of the Hastings Broncos, not the Denver Broncos. But the Hastings Broncos, man, we got some tough football teams to play. Number one in the country. You come off probably what's going to be the most disappointing game of the year. I know a game that Hastings was expecting to win and wanted to win, but it didn't happen. And now you got to go turn around and go on the road and play number one.
Yeah, I mean, Morningside.
This is usually where they rally the troops. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Morningside's... I mean, they are number one for a reason, and they've done it historically, especially now that Sioux Falls has moved up. You know, Sioux Falls isn't obviously having the same success at the Division II level that they had at the NAIA level, but Sioux Falls and Morningside for years have been very, very strong in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, so it does not get any easier for Hastings.
I'm just amazed at Concordia. They were horrid. They were horrid just 3 years ago, and now they're in the top 20 in the country. You got to hit some home runs with recruiting. You got to have some balls bounce your way. You got to get that signature win, and who knows if they'll be in the rankings at the end of the year. But congratulations to that crew over there. We're going to go into a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we do so. Let's give you a chance to win some tickets to the Cornhusker Fall Classic at Kearney Raceway this Saturday and Sunday. Gates open at 7 a.m. on Saturday. Time trials and qualifying begin at 10 a.m. and then they really get after it at 3. Sunday, the gates open at 7 a.m. and the trials go from 9 to noon with the eliminators in all classes at 1 o'clock. If you would like a pair of tickets to Kearney Raceway's Cornhusker Fall Classic. It's good for either day. You can call now at 888-455-ESPN, and we're going to give you a pair of tickets. 888-455-3776. We'll be right back. Talk a little Elm Creek football with Chase Doolin after this.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Sign up to become an O'Reilly Old Rewards member today and start earning instantly. Old Rewards members earn $5 back for every $150 they spend, so if you haven't become a member yet, what are you waiting for? It's fast, easy, and free. Old Rewards, it's your road to exclusive offers only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's some good policy from your local independent agent and auto owner's insurance. When you insure your home and car with us, you receive a multi-policy discount. And when you add auto owner's life insurance, you get a special discount on your home and car insurance. Auto owner's insurance will save you money on all of the insurance you already have. Now that's good policy. Call your independent agent today. Auto owner's insurance. The no problem people.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mostly sunny skies today, highs into the upper 70s with winds out of the south increasing 15 to 30. Tonight, mostly clear, south winds 5 to 15, a low cooling to 50. We'll then top off at 77 Wednesday.
Right now, 63.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda, Damon Day on this Tuesday. Folks, don't forget, as the winter winds roll in and our friends out to the west, especially in Alliance, have seen what snow and ice look like. You want to be inside. You want to be warm. You want to be comfortable for the winter months. And Bruce Furniture in Alliance, Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge has been there for you for 36 years, grown to four locations in those communities, and bring everything that you want, whether it is the color, the size, the style, the price. You can find anything in your range at Bruce Furniture. And what's great about Bruce Furniture and floor covering, not only are they just right for you, and you can check them out online at brucefurniture.com, but they have easy credit terms, free professional delivery, free setup, and free haul away of your old furniture if you so desire. Expert service after the sale and only the best. Trusted brand names like Best Chairs, Lane, Von Bassett, Klausner, Tempur-Pedic, Serta, and more. So whether it's a mattress or a bedroom set or something for your living room den, they are all there. I mean, that's what they've got up in the office at UNK Baseball. It's Bruce Furniture, just right for you, brucefurniture.com.
We do have some very nice furniture from Bruce Furniture.
I knew you did.
Yes.
What about the Cleveland Browns?
How about them Browns?
Yeah, but now they got to put Whedon back in.
Exactly. But we had greatness for a while.
Oh, they're leading the division, dude.
I know.
How's that even possible?
Anything's possible if you dream. It all starts with a dream, baby. We've just been waiting for this dream since 1988.
Do you dream?
No, not about the Browns' victories.
Okay. All right. I was just checking. A couple other sports notes here as we try to make contact with Coach Dooland over at Elm Creek. The volleyball polls out yesterday. Big Ten volleyball has 8 of the top 20 teams in the country. Penn State 4, Michigan State 7, Nebraska 9, Minnesota 11,
Ohio State 14, Michigan 17, Wisconsin 19, Purdue 20. Nebraska's at Michigan and Michigan State this weekend, and they basically swept the volleyball awards this week after beating Wisconsin and Minnesota, as Kelsey Robinson is the co-player of the week, Megan Haggerty the defensive player of the week, and Amber Rawlson is the freshman of the week. In Division II, UNK slid down to number 8 after the loss to Washburn. Washburn comes up to number 13. Wayne State is ranked 15th. Central Missouri out of the MIAA is the leader in the poll at number 4. And that is the way things look in Division II. And again, UNK and Hastings play, or UNK and Wayne playing tonight at the Health and Sports Center. Hastings High Volleyball gets number 1 Grand Island Northwest tonight. Adams Central will host Grand Island Central Catholic, and St. Cecilia welcomes in Broken Bow and Centura. Kearney High hosts Aurora. Grand Island hits the road to take on Bellevue East. The conference volleyball, Lou Platt and Fort Kearney are out. They get underway on Monday. Here's your brackets in the Lou Platt Conference. Wood River's the number 1 seed. So at Wood River Monday, Adams Central plays Ravenna at 6. Then the winner plays Wood River. In St. Paul, Loup City Arcadia will play Gibbon at 6. The winner turns right around and plays St. Paul. And at Kearney Catholic, and these games will be on Classic Hits 98.9 Monday night, Centura will play Ord at 6, followed by Kearney Catholic taking on Donovan Trumbull. In the FKC tournament, Overton will be hosting on Monday night. Elwood and Loomis will play at 5:15. Amherst and SEM at 6:15. The winner of match one will play Overton at 7:15. And in the other side, Elm Creek is hosting. Pleasanton and Eustace Farnham will play at 5:15. Axtell and Wilcox Hildreth at 6:15. The winner of game one will play Elm Creek at 7:15. Semifinals are set for Tuesday, and the championships on Thursday. A little high school football last night, Damon, because the weather was so bad on Friday. Had about 10 games across the state.
I did hear that today. I was like, oh, wow, I guess it was that bad the other day. And so it's, I was like, it can't be playoff season already. But I thought I missed a couple weeks there. But no, Mother Nature, as I've learned, you cannot control Mother Nature.
Yeah, there, as we know all too well. I'll tell you what, though, it's going to feel like a playoff atmosphere on Friday night when Elm Creek and Overton battle, and Jace Doolin, the head football coach of the Buffaloes, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Damon Day. And Coach, good morning. Congratulations on the great start.
Thank you very much. Glad to be on.
Well, this everybody's billing it. This is for the district championship, and I know there's still Alma to play, and there's still football to play. Alma's sitting at 4-1, but just talk about the excitement getting ready for another big game, because as both of you guys know, this isn't the first big game that has been played this year.
Yeah, and really kind of looking at the beginning of the year going into this, we knew that these three games were going to be the heart of our schedule. And even after the first couple of weeks, we looked at the schedule and we knew each week that we played the Arapahoe, Twin Loop, and then now Overton, we're all going to be undefeated when we face them.
You are putting up points as well. Tell us what is clicking so well. The weather is not adverse to the Buffalo so far.
Just our skill guys. We have a lot of options. We have Christian Best, Hayden Geis, running the ball in the backfield. We have two running backs. Nick Crowley is really taking control of the offense, stepping up as a junior and really taking control as a quarterback. And then it's always nice running behind Jake Bartling. He's a big, very physical guy to run behind at fullback.
Coach, obviously offensively you've had a tremendous amount of success, but Jake Bartling is your leading tackler. What has he done for you on the defensive side of the ball?
Nothing's new to him. This is 4 years starting. He has a nose for the football. He really gets after it, and you could send two guys at him, three guys at him, and somehow he finds a way to get to the football. And he's a really sure-handled tackler. Is what makes him really nice to have. If he gets to the football, and if he has his hands on you, you're probably going down.
We're talking with Chase Doolin, the head football coach at Elm Creek, getting ready for their Battle of Unbeatens at Overton on Friday night. Yeah, this Bartling kid, he's been something to watch since his freshman year. And speaking of defense, Coach, Overton has done a great job of not letting people score. That they do put up points, but it looks like their defense, at least points per game, has been a little stingier than yours. Is that a concern?
Yeah, we know going into this game that they're going to be very physical up front. They got two great offensive and defensive linemen, and their first front four and their backers, their front four really take up linemen. They, you have to double team them and just to get them moved and get to block them. So that means the other four behind them are always free to run. So that really makes it tough as an offense to get your guys on their linebackers and secondary guys. And it's shown. They've held a lot of people, a lot of teams, and a great Arapaho offense to single and only two touchdown scoring games.
Coach, you mentioned your strong play at the quarterback and running back position, but how strong has your offensive line been for making holes for those guys?
Our offensive line has really stepped up. We have three new guys from last year there. We knew going into the season it was going to be really – we're going to be really young up front. We start a sophomore and a freshman, and then a senior stepped up and has taken the other guard position. All three of them have really stepped up. They communicate well. That's one thing as coaches we've told them to be is they got to talk up front, and that's what they've really strived upon this year, and really communicating so they're always on the same page.
Game like this, Coach, a lot of things could come down to special teams and eight-man, kicking the football, going for two. I know Overton loves to do that. Take me through where you're at with the kicking game and return game and the punt game.
I told our team that that's the third asset of the game. Offense and defense is going to be pretty equal between the two teams, but with our skill guys and our depth on our team, I think we really kind of outmatch them on special teams. And I told our team that that's got to be a pretty good win. We have to win the special teams this week to win this game.
Coach, anything special that we need to know that is making this team click? There's always something that maybe happens in the off season, or maybe they've got a special superstition. Anything that this team has clung on to yet?
I don't know really exactly. I just, as a coach, I always tell the kids that the camaraderie always has to be between them. I know you hang out on the football field, but off the football field is kind of, you guys got to still kind of hang around each other and be a team, so that you really, when it comes to second nature on the football field, you kind of mesh and you understand each other.
Well, I think now, Damon, I don't know if you know this, but the old Mile High Stadium in Denver, some of the seats are at Elm Creek, and I'm thinking some of that offense is rubbing off on this year's Buffaloes.
That would be good.
Yeah,
I did not know that. That's a little factoid that I had no clue about.
Jay, are you a Bronco fan?
I am not a Bronco fan. I am not. But
who's your team?
It is kind of a nice
team to agonize with. Who's your team?
I am a Buffalo Bills fan, diehard.
Oh man. Well, I hope they get healthy.
I know. Those next couple weeks is going to be rough without E.J. Manuel.
Well, let's keep your kids healthy. Have a great game on Friday night, and keep the wins rolling, Coach.
Thank you very much.
Take care, Jace Doolin, head football coach at Elm Creek. Matthew Schick, the co-creator of this show, also a Buffalo Bills fan. And I can understand that. That's the heyday of them growing up when Jim Kelly and the boys, Thurman Thomas, were doing great.
How did they get the stadium seats from Mile High?
Hey, it's all about connections.
Connections.
It's all about connections. And we can hook you up with tickets, which we just did here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Congratulations to John from Minden, Bill from Grand Island. They are going to see some Cornhusker racing that's going on this weekend at Kearney Raceway. And coming up after this break, we're going to give you a chance to win Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. I think I like the trivia question as well. It could be the first two-part trivia question in Doug and Daddy history. We'll see who wins after this.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete auto care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals like a free multi-point inspection. We'll check your alignment, battery, tires, steering, suspension, and fluids, so you'll be ready for cold weather without any inconvenient surprises. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete auto care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. See store for details.
The Subway Tuscan Chicken Melt is now trending. Let's see what people are saying. Hashtag low fat. Hashtag living the dream. Hashtag cheese please. Hashtag nom nom nom. We couldn't agree more. The Tuscan Chicken Melt made with tangy balsamic vinaigrette and melty cheese. Enjoy it for a limited time as a $6 foot-long special. Hashtag get your own. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Low fat refers to 6-inch subs prepared to recipe. Full nutritional information at Subway.com.
J-E-R-S-E-Y-S-G-O.
Lace them up.
Straight away. Three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it.
It's pull good. It over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up. Got it. The buzzer.
The A's have won two straight and now lead the series 2-1.
The track at the wall. See ya.
A's Tigers followed by Rays Red Sox. Coverage begins today at 3:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mostly sunny skies today, highs into the upper 70s with winds out of the south increasing 15 to 30. Tonight, mostly clear, south winds 5 to 15, a low cooling to 50. Well, then top off at 77 Wednesday.
Right now, 63.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's a Tuesday, and the chicken coop has yummy, yummy basket of 10 flame-broiled wings every Tuesday for your delight with your choice of over a dozen flavors, ranging from raging to sweet, traditional, and it's only $5. That's just for 10. You bring in a buddy, you get 20. You bring in all your friends, all your family, you're getting 40, 60, 80 wings. You're watching Major League Baseball playoffs, and you're enjoying a Tuesday night at the Chicken Coop. Maybe you just want to get together and play some pool, darts, foosball, arcade games for family food, drinks, and food. Head on over to the Chicken Coop every Tuesday night for Wing Basket Night, 2115 Avenue A in Kearney. They're there for you at the Chicken Coop. They had fun for Monday Night Football. Now it's back to baseball. Doubleheader tonight starts at 4 o'clock. Slide in there early, maybe even take advantage of the end of happy hour. And, of course, they got lunch specials every single day for you. 7 days a week, the Chicken Coop is open for you. And Tuesday, it is Wing Basket Night. 10 flame-broiled wings. Get whatever kind of sauce you want. Only $5. District Golf. I have problems playing when it's not windy. Feel for the ladies that are out there today. They've got the A1 at Jackrabbit and Grand Island, the B3 at Southern Hills and Hastings, the C3 at Centura Hills at Caro, and the C4 at Indian Head in Grand Island getting ready for next week's state meets. And congratulations to Tri-City Storm's Jacob Johansson, the USHL goaltender of the week. Your World Series prediction as of this second would be who?
I'm sticking with my original Dodgers. Oakland.
When was that original?
Well, no, the Dodgers were the original.
Just checking it. Let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia right now. If you've not won in the last 2 months, give us a call. We have got a trivia question today, 888-455-ESPN. It is a two-parter. You have to answer two things correctly. Because I believe the first one is too easy. The first part of the question is very easy. To me, it is very easy, and maybe that's just an age differential thing. It made Damon Day, baseball coach, think about this, and it is a baseball-related question. 888-455-ESPN, because who wants to talk Purdue football? Even though we will later in the week. And don't forget our Husker lunches tomorrow. We'll be at Cunningham's 11 to 12. Steve Sipple from 12 to 1. We're shaking the format up. We're going to have questions coming right out the very beginning. I know folks can't always be there at the very end to ask questions, so right off the get-go.
if you've got questions for Sip, that's the first thing we're going to hit tomorrow. Then he's going to talk a little Purdue, talk a little bit about what happened last week, what's going on with this football team and the Big Ten. Don't forget to join us tomorrow. Barbecue buffet, $8.99. It's going on at Cunningham's. We've always got gifts to give away, some cool Husker stuff that we've been giving away, and also a chance to win Nebraska-Iowa tickets. So join us tomorrow. But right now, let's roll on with the Doug and Daddy Show and Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
All right, Matt. Let's see if you can be the most intelligent person in the area today. It's been 34 years since the Pittsburgh Pirates has won a playoff series. Part one of the question is, who was the last playoff? Who's the last team that Pittsburgh beat in a playoff series? 34 years ago.
Cubs.
It was not the Cubs. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. And I apologize because I think that is easy. I just knew that. I mean, that's just one of those things I know. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with? 888-455-3776. I guess nobody there. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
It's Jeff.
Jeff, it's been 34 years since the Pirates have won a Major League Baseball playoff series. 34 years ago, who was the team they beat?
I'm a Pirates fan. I don't know, but I'll guess Dodgers.
It was not the Dodgers. Try back. Man, I've had harder questions that got knocked out. This, I'm amazed. I will say I'm amazed, and I'm not making fun of everybody. I just thought this was way too easy because it's a two-part question. You got to get the first part just to even get to the second part. Who are we chatting with?
Shannon.
Who was the last team that the Pittsburgh Pirates beat in a playoff series?
I'm going to say Cincinnati.
It was not Cincinnati.
Good guess.
That is a good guess.
That's a very good guess.
Yeah. Been 34 years since the Pirates, I mean, it was 92 when they lost to the Braves, but it's been 34 years since they've actually won a playoff series. Who are we chatting with? Doug and Daddy Show, who are we chatting with?
Scared them away.
Nobody there.
Scared them away.
The answer.
Scared them away. Or Google didn't load fast enough.
Yeah, boy. That's what I'm afraid of. I'm going to have to go to another
question. Google stage.
Who are we chatting with on the Doug and Daddy Show?
Sean.
Sean, do you know the last team that the Pittsburgh Pirates beat in a Major League Baseball playoff series 34 years ago?
No, but I'm going to say the Cards.
It was not the Cardinals. Try back.
Good guess. Cincinnati.
I am astonished.
That was after.
I'm sorry. I'm astonished.
Yeah.
There's a couple of the regulars that haven't got through yet that I know would know this. Let's stay with it. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dave.
Dave, who was the last team that the Pittsburgh Pirates beat in a Major League Baseball playoff series?
How about Baltimore Orioles?
Okay, there we go. 79 World Series. Now, that's just the first part. That's just the first part, Dave. You've got to answer the second part. Are you more of a Pittsburgh Pirate fan or a Baltimore Oriole fan? I'll make it easy on you.
I'll go Pirates.
Name two members of the 1979 Pirates team.
About Omar Marino and Willie Stargell.
Bang! That is a winner right there. I had to double check.
I knew Omar Marino was on there.
I had to double check on it. That is well done. You deserve. You know, you're getting more than the $25 from Troutman's. Jeff's going to get some stuff. We'll probably throw in a Chattel book unless you just want something with pictures. We'll get you something. We got you a Doug and Daddy t-shirt. We're going to load you up because I had fun. Hang on the line. Jeff will hook up. Congratulations.
That is old school. I knew when I said Omar Marino earlier and you're like, I don't think so. I was like, I know Omar Marino was on there.
I am astonished.
That was, you know what?
I thought Baltimore right out of the gate.
If you're not,
we are family, the corn, whatever you want to call those hats, the black and gold hats.
The hats with the stars.
Yeah.
And they were round.
What do they call those?
Stovepipe.
Is that what they're called?
I don't know, but the Lopers should get those.
Oh.
Some throwbacks.
Solid.
Some throwbacks.
Solid.
And I could put the stars on the guys' hats.
Let me throw you. You got any more from the 79 Pirates? The two I would have said were Stargell and Kent Colvey. Those were the first two that came to my mind. You had Omar Moreno. You got anybody else?
Bill Madlock played third base, correct?
Yes, he did.
First base was Willie Stargell.
Yeah.
Catcher, I could have swore it was Tony Pena.
That's not what it says here. Okay. They had Ed Ott, Manny. I think it was Manny Sanguin, but it could have been Steve Nicosia, who I've never heard of, and I don't remember that. Some other guys that were on the pitching staff, Bert Blylevin, John Candelaria,
Candyman,
Rick Roden, Ed Whitson, Jim Bibby, infielders, Tim Foley, I remember him, Phil Garner, Frank Tavares was on the Pittsburgh team, some outfielders, Dave Parker.
Should have remembered that.
Big Dave Parker, he's solid. Omar Moreno, Lee Lacy, Mike Eastler. Manager was Chuck Tanner. And if you went with the Orioles, could you have given me two of the Orioles?
Yeah, Eddie Murray, Rick Dempsey, Jim Palmer.
Yeah.
Steve Stone Flanagan.
Yeah.
Stone just because of this, more of the announcer side of things.
Dennis and Tippy Martinez were also pitchers. Rick Dempsey, the catcher. Infielders that you may have heard of, Doug DeSensei, Lee May, Eddie Murray. Outfielders, Benny Ayala, Al Bumbry, John Lowenstein, or Lowenstein, one of the original fun names that Chris Berman had, and then Ken Singleton, and of course Earl Weaver, the manager. So congratulations to Dave. We've got our fantasy football winner.
Yep.
I suppose they played Peyton Manning too, didn't they? Dirty Deeds. First place, $25 gift card to Fanatics, and Hrasky gets the second place, and they get the large pizza to Fanatics. If you are one of those two, be sure to check your ESPN.com inbox so you know how to pick up your prize information. We have got fantasy football every week. Go to our ESPNSuperStation.com, click on the Fanatics Fantasy Football, and you'll get a chance to win. It's free to play, and winners every week, and somebody's going to get the $200 Super Bowl party at the end of the week. Man, we talked a little baseball today.
We did do a little baseball today.
Talk a little baseball, Damon Day. Thanks, man. Have a good week of practice and scrimmaging.
Yes.
We want to thank not only Damon, but, of course, Chase Doolin, Elm Creek football coach, UNK and Hastings College football coaches Daryl Morris and Tony Harper for joining us today. Tomorrow, our Husker Lunch, Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star. We'll talk with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. Our Loper Link will catch us up with the UNK soccer team and coach John Mazner. They're playing solid right now in their home this weekend. We'll be live at Cunningham's tomorrow. We invite you to join us for our Husker Lunch tomorrow at Cunningham's Journal starting at noon. Get there a little early, settle in, have some great food. Damon, enjoy your day.
Thanks, buddy.
See you tomorrow, folks.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.